I used to work in Cologne as well for a while.
Here in a cafe in the western German city of Bonn, 33-year-old Kai Förster is studying the Valomat, or Vote Match app, with his American girlfriend, Rebecca Staudenmayer.
Für die Aufnahme von neuen Asylsuchenden soll eine jährliche Obergrenze gelten. They ask for the refugees who ask here for asylum. There should be yearly limits for the numbers.
Förster is one of 8 million voters who have so far used the app to decide who to support on September the 24th. All the political parties fighting this election were asked to respond to some 80 policy statements, and the list was narrowed down to 38 with the help of voters. Daniel Kraft from the Federal Center for Political Education, or BPB, says it was vital that the statements weren't picked by academics, but by the public.
We had in our team 26 young voters between 18 and 26 years, mainly young people who are going to vote for the first time in their life. And they are the minds between the statements in the Valomat. And these are their topics, these are their questions they have through the political parties.
So this one says, ein generelles Tempo limit auf Autobahnen. It's asking if you agree or disagree with a general speed limit on German highways.
For Ohio-born Staudenmayer, who's been in Germany for the past 3 years, the app is an opportunity to find out what issues are important in this election.
I feel like that's a very un-German thing, a speed limit on a highway.
And while Förster is hesitant to reveal who he's likely to vote for, the Vote Match app has thrown up some revelations for both of them.
I was really surprised, though, because it was the SPD.
That's the centre-left Social Democrat.
That's the very first one. Then the FDP.
A resurgent business-focused party that wants to lower taxes.
Then the CDU.
That's Chancellor Angela Merkel's ruling party.
Because I didn't think I would agree so much with them. I personally will continue looking up their program. I know there's always a bit of change when it comes to coalitions, but I want to be sure that I make for myself the right decision.
My number one party was actually like the Animal Protection Party, and then like followed directly by the Left Party. The way that the Left Party is perceived in Germany is that it's very radical. The most terrifying thing, though, is because you can see how you compare as well with sort of the far right parties. The alternative for Germany and how you stack up as well with the NPD, Germany's neo-Nazi party, really. I had like something like 45% agreeance with the NPD, which is like the most far-right legalized party in Germany. And I was like, had an internal crisis. Like, what does this mean?
The BPB's Kraft says 80% of respondents tend to get the results they were expecting after taking part in the Vote Match.
It's like a picture. I mean, if you take a picture from yourself, sometimes you say, oh, I don't like me on the picture, but it's the truth. Yeah. So in the same way, I think the Valomat works. So your own position comes out of the Valomat in general, if you play it.
And while the app doesn't use sensationalist tactics to try to divide voters, Kraft says it was important that the questions cover the whole political spectrum.
One statement, for example, in the Valomat is the German Federal Republic has to continue supporting projects against right-wing extremism. Yeah, and this is a statement where the most parties are in favor with, but of course some parties, mainly these from the extreme right, are not in favor with this statement. It's necessary if you want to have a clear result, then you have to have also some of these questions who are more extreme than the others.
As election fever heats up, voters complain of having to dodge eager party representatives as they canvass outside shopping malls. Meanwhile, election manifestos sit in letterboxes along with the other junk mail. But the Valomat continues to gain traction. It's interactive, fun to play with friends, and gives you an overview of the whole political process. But it's not infallible. While it might encourage you to vote a certain way because of a particular issue you feel passionately about, we all know political parties have been known to suffer policy amnesia when they're asked to help form a coalition. Nick Martin, DW, Bonn.